Protecting the land forever. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox.
This is not something to go out and grab land, stop development, but to work with those landowners that have come to the realization or that decided that they want to protect their family's farm for a variety of purposes, history, heritage, just the protection of that farm operation.
That's Roy Settle, coordinator of the Appalachian Resource Conservation and Development Council of USDA, or RC&D, and he says there's a growing interest among farmers in northeast Tennessee who want to preserve and protect their farmland.
We've got landowners that we've worked with and talked to that the land came into their family as part of a Revolutionary War land grant when, after the Revolutionary War, the country didn't have money to pay soldiers, so they gave them large tracts of land, and some of these have been in the same family for obviously well over 200 years, and the same family has been on this land and wishes to stay there and continue to farm it.
Now, Settle says they have signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Land Trust of Tennessee, a nonprofit organization working to preserve farmland all across the state. And the focus area for preservation is appropriately called the lands of Boone and Crockett. It includes Carter, Green, Johnson, Sullivan, Unicoi, and Washington counties.
We're not out trying to, you know, stop development. We haven't targeted some area that we hear that there's an industrial park coming to or anything like that. It's just working with those landowners that and trying to kind of protect some of the fabric of the landscape up here, you know, that landowners are already thinking that way. They just, a lot of people don't even know that this is an option. And obviously, it's not something somebody should just jump right into. I mean, it's a very time-consuming process, and it's estate planning is what it is.
And thanks to legislation passed recently by Congress, there are more tax incentives available to landowners for protecting their land in a trust. And to find out more about the early November meeting in Northeast Tennessee, you can log on to www.appalachianrcd.org. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.